really, I don't, this is more coordination call. Now that the strat plan is actually out, such as it is, has everybody had the, I'm hoping people have had the opportunity to take a look at it. What's out is not very long in terms of reading content, so it's pretty easy to get through. And I had also sent out, I think on Friday, a very short document. It was really just a compare between what was in the previous versions and this version.
Yep.
Did everybody at least got that? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you very much. It was very helpful.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah, it was basically strictly compare and contrast, but gives a bit of a sense of the differences. So I guess just first, more out of curiosity, what do folks think about the new format and what's actually in it? Any comments?
Well, who's that?
Oh, okay. So we have
Byron. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just being polite. How uncharacteristic.
That's very, very Dutch of you, right?
Yeah. You didn't expect that. That's why you went on, right?
That's right.
Well, I think it's easy to read, like you said, but I think it's a bit too short. But anyway, I think they consider it to be the basis of the final document. But what struck me is that there are only very few strategic goals that are, let's say, verifiably formulated. So let's say smartly formulated. Most of them are fairly generic and like increasing participation or contributing to international forums. That's something which is, I think it's very easy to say that you've done something, but it's very difficult to say if you have done what you intended or if you have obtained what you intended. And I noticed the same in the part where Leonid and I had to work on, like to excel in IANA operations, improved resilience from what level to which level, for instance. So I think that was really lacking in the document, that you make it somehow measurable and verifiable.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree, and that's one of the challenges I have with it. I mean, some are very specific, 100% DNS uptime. You know, some might argue, is that a strategic goal? I don't know. I think that's something that's just part of the core business. But anyways, yeah. But certainly something like just putting the word DNSSEC, right? Well, what is that? You know, what does that mean? How do you measure that? How is that considered successful at the end of the day? So I definitely agree. And I think that, in a sense, might formulate a part of the basis of the comment. Like, what does this mean? Sorry, did you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
So our Bart.
Yeah.
Do you know when and what more, or what more and when will be coming with this document, or is this what we're going to see? Because I noticed at the bottom of it says more staff work to be done. So what does that mean?
My understanding is this is a first draft, and the board will discuss it. Some of the comments, but I'll say Teresa is in Brussels right now, so I'll check with Teresa, and I will send a note to the SLP working group to say what is to come. I have no clue further.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because she hasn't been particularly responsive to me, I have to admit. I've pinged her a couple times, and I have yet to hear back from her.
That's Teresa this afternoon.
Right. As you recall, she'd certainly alluded to the fact she's going to give us at least a heads up on this, and maybe even an advance copy, and I found out about it when somebody told me it was already up online.
Yeah. I'm a little bit concerned about a lot of the operational issues I can taking on board, because there are a lot of things where I'm not really sure as how deeply ICANN wants to get involved in the long run. So if you talk about DNS uptime, ICANN is not foreseen to be a DNS operator. So DNS operation and DNS uptime is basically something which is to be guaranteed by the operator, so by the registries.
Right.
And I'm not really sure why ICANN is taking that as a strategic objective. I'm definitely think it's a strategic objective of a registry, but I'm not 100% sure why that has to be how much this has to be on the agenda of ICANN, and also more secure TLD operations that interferes very much with actually parts we are responsible for, and where I'm not seeing ICANN complete don't see ICANN's role on a global level. Similarly, when we're talking about training for CCTLDs, which immediately asks me the question, why not training for other TLDs, Veritime perhaps? Because they are doing also business. Why in the hell only for CCTLDs? Are that the one who needs it? And there are some of the other questions I would start to ask.
Sabine, may I just ask, because I read 100% DNS uptime as 100% resolving of the root zone.
Then I think, first of all, 100%, then that is something you should write like that. Because if you have a bullet point down, which is more secure TLD operations, when it's only TLD operations, IANA function for TLDs, that's fine. If it's operation, what TLDs do, then I would say we should discuss that. And you can read it both. If you talk about lower DNS abuse, do you talk about lower DNS abuse of the root zone?
Yeah.
If you talk about registration data, do you talk about the IANA data, or do you talk about the data in our registrations? If you talk about registration abuse, do you talk about registration abuse of TLDs? How much abusive TLD registrations are there? Or do you talk about abuse of registrations on a TLD level? And so forth. Because I think it's very, 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 very unspecific, and when it's not very clear where they draw the line. And I think
so
it's very important that there is a line is drawn.
So perhaps, Sabina, I mean, I think your comments are absolutely correct. So even though what we've tried to do structurally for what our goal is here is to break it down into a few categories and raise awareness about that to hopefully foster participation in terms of feedback and comments, maybe one of the things that we should do is, I don't want to do it as a group of 12, but somehow almost as a preface or a preamble to the document, make those very comments, which I think cut across probably much of this document, which is, I mean, strategic goals should be high level, but these are so high level and unspecific as to raise the questions, as, like you've just raised, which fundamentally are, well, you know, what do you mean by this? There's a significant lack of clarity. So maybe just in the preamble we can do something like that, and highlight or pull out a few specific examples of what we mean, and probably the ones you've raised would be good ones to do that. What do you think of that structure?
Yeah.
Okay, so today's the 7th. I think, as I recall, we want to be able to put something out by the 17th. And what I'd hope to do was to take everybody's input and have a couple of days with it to basically give it a once-over for a common look and feel and tone. So I know time is very tough for us, but what I'm hoping is that by the 15th, we could each be responsible for having submitted our 1 to 2 pager on our specific topic, and then that gives that'll give me sort of 48 hours to do the once over of it all, assemble it, and then be able to push it out for the 17th, which gives the community basically 13 days to respond, right? I think December 30th is the final day for comments. Bart, is that correct? Am I?
It's, if you look at it, I just checked it. The public comment requested on draft 10 to 13 strategic plan is until the 21st of January.
Oh, is it? So I'm somewhere I saw a date that said December 30th. I must be mixing that up with something. Okay. Are you sure on that?
That is on the ICANN website. If you look at the announcement
yeah.
of the 1st of December.
That's also what I see.
Okay, so this, January 21st?
Yeah.
Okay, so the timing's not nearly as tight as I thought. My mistake, I must have read something incorrectly. Nonetheless, that's better. Gives the community about 1 month to respond. But it only gives us a week to draft up a 1 to 2 pager. I know that's a tough timeline, but... I mean, I think we were prepared for it. People understood that's what was going to happen, so I'd like to stick
yep.
to that schedule. And really, that's what I just wanted to make sure of today, to see if there were any real questions about it, get some initial comments, and then reiterate the timeline, unless anybody else had any comment or feedback at this point.
Well, Byron, the timeline is fine with me, and like you said, I think we all knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
Just a question, how ready do you want the submissions to be? Can they be point-wise, or do you want it in a really, let's say, readable format so that you have hardly anything to do with it? I don't know if you want to re-edit it so that we have a single style of writing.
I would rather that it came in and in as close to final form as possible.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
as you know, in paragraph, sentence paragraph form. To me that would be the best.
Ivan.
Yes? Sorry, Bart, were you gonna say something?
What we could do is send out a draft what was used during the operational planning process as an example.
Sure, that's a good idea. Would you be able to send
yes,
that out today?
I'll send them to the SOP. Say this is just an example of the type of documents you need, so you have a bit of an idea.
Right. Okay, that would be good. That would be helpful. And then, if I have it for a couple of days, then I'll be able to give it the once-over and give it that more common voice. Obviously, it's going to have some variation, but at least a more common voice, and integrate them all together. Okay. So we've got a week, or let's say next Tuesday. If we
okay.
can get them in by the end of day next Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's the 15th,
yeah.
There is a call scheduled to my knowledge on the 8th, on the 17th.
Yeah, so that will be the final call. And my goal, that's a little tight, will be to have put, you know, I'll just send it back out to the committee. Just so people can see it before we push it out to the whole community. So we can just have final comments on it then, if there are any. Hopefully it'll be a very short call.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Well, it's the beauty of only having 3 people on a call. It can be done quickly. That would be the silver lining. Okay, well, thank you very much, and we'll talk again in just over a week, and I look forward to the submissions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.